Welcome to Lights, Camera, Westport. I am Zach Horowitz alongside Brian Wilk and Eli Korenthal. So today on the pod, we're talking Cillian Murphy as the new James Bond, rumor has it. And we're doing TV shows today. We're doing Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. We're doing some Game of Thrones action. We're doing everything from superhero TV shows to superhero movies. And, of course, the new Captain Marvel. All right, let's get down to the meat and potatoes, as we say on the pod. Let's start with Game of Thrones.
I'm no expert
on Game of Thrones, so I'm gonna let Eli and Brian lead this conversation. So get right down to it, guys.
April 14th.
Cannot come quicker enough. We'll try and limit the spoilers as much as possible.
See you there.
Yes. But you have to watch together.
Okay. Hear me out. Why wouldn't HBO? All right, the episodes are what, 2 hours each?
The first two are 50 minutes and 54 minutes, the next four are over 80.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
Put it in theaters. Get the ticket revenue. I swear it would do well.
Well, regardless of what they do, people are going to go see it.
So no, obviously. I just think, imagine if you put it in theaters. I'm not saying not put it on HBO. I'm just saying you would sell tickets because people want to watch Game of Thrones like with peers, and like, yeah, it's fun to like go to someone's house, but I also think like it's also an experience to go to the theater, especially near us with the reclining seats and the good food, and then now the open bar. that's a huge plus. I mean, you can't not
right for those over 21,
obviously. I just think they would do super well.
Also, that's my take. The way that I've been watching Game of Thrones since the beginning was with captions because I always thought it was difficult to hear. Mm-hmm. But I think you bring up the theater idea, you'll be able to hear perfectly.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I don't think they're going to do that.
No, I mean, this is the last season, so obviously not. But I was just thinking that would be a good idea. What do you think?
Go ahead, Zach.
I mean, I don't really have an opinion. I think that
have you seen an episode before?
I have. Like, I saw the first three episodes. Couldn't really follow it. Wasn't my thing. I'm not a big fantasy guy. So, I know it's much more than that. I know it's very complex. And I have a lot of respect for George R.R. Martin, as he said. And I know people who love it. I know people who have read the books. And it's nothing but respect for Game of Thrones.
Right.
Excuse the bell real quick. All I'm saying is that I think that it was made for TV, and things that are made programs that are made for TV are specifically shot on camera for TV, differently than films and movies are. So I think that's probably the only
it's
thing.
Still a TV series. I'm just saying you bring it to theaters, it would do well.
One thing I want to say is I saw an interview with Stephen Colbert and Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow. And one of the battles in the last season is going to be the biggest like TV battle ever, like the longest ever.
Yeah, longest? It actually took. Hold on.
Wait. Longest, biggest, most expensive. What do you mean? Like over a span of multiple episodes?
I'm not sure.
I hope not.
He didn't reveal a single thing.
I hope not. Like that would be a shame if we had to just like end the episode right in the middle of the fight. That would be stupid.
Well, they haven't really done that before. It's kind of been like all the endings of like seasons or episodes are kind of like the ending of something. They don't like start something and then like not finish it.
Yeah. Also, like the notorious Game of Thrones, how like the 7, 8, and 9 episodes are always the best, mm-hmm. and not the last one.
Hold on, guys. I'm just checking a fact real quick.
Take your time.
So, what
that production spent 55 days filming mm-hmm. the last battle scene,
and it was I forget where it was, but it was all at night. That's what he said. It was at night in the freezing cold.
Yeah, apparently it said one of the
White Walkers. This is a White Walker battle.
One of the extras on cold, Game of Thrones said that filming that episode was like hell on earth. Something to think about.
Yeah, it's gotta be a battle up north.
Did they get paid well?
Extras?
No, just like the actors,
I'm sure they've gotten a steady increase every season.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Friends cast got $1 million an episode last season. Each one of them, yeah.
Yeah, but any
predictions.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's like kind of trying to figure out like who's going to sit on the Iron Throne at the end. Yeah. And I think it would be kind of like crazy if no one sat on the Iron Throne at the end.
But how would that happen?
I don't even know. I'm just like that's trying to think of like the most abstract theories out there because I feel like it's not going to be as like I feel like it's not going to be like Cersei or like Daenerys.
No, it's not Daenerys. That would be too obvious.
Or I don't even think it'll be Jon, even though Jon is.
There will be outcry. Daenerys will.
Spoiler, by the way.
Daenerys will be exiled from the show, and there will be outcry.
You think she's gonna like die or like?
Yeah, leave? Absolutely. Not leave. Well, I mean,
I don't know. I don't think she's gonna die. She's too important to die.
Dude, they kill off so many characters.
Yeah, but they haven't killed off like one of those big characters in so long.
Season. They have nothing.
That's true.
They have nothing. I think a Game of Thrones-esque type ending would just be the White Walkers take over.
Yeah.
Just like no good ending.
Like no one's happy, but that's just how it is.
It's just what it is.
Right.
All right. You want to transition?
Sure. I'm happy to transition. I'm kind of in the mood to discuss streaming television shows. So okay. Let's stay on that.
Okay.
Let's stay on that.
That's a good one.
Go ahead.
So first off, if you guys are streaming, what platform are you going on? Like, what's your go-to if you're looking for a new show? We're talking Amazon
Prime. A new show?
Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, or...
Usually all the above.
Yeah, I don't...
HBO, Showtime.
I don't
watch Showtime that much.
Okay, but I'm just saying the
Showtime. I only watch Billions.
The mobile.
Is that a good show?
It's great.
It's based on Westport. Mobile platform speaking, Hulu's got to change.
Hulu has to change.
If you guys have seen Hulu on the mobile devices,
I watch it all the time.
Oh my god, it is awful the way that their display is.
I don't mind it.
How it's like it slides, you know, like
you just have to press it. It's so easy.
No, but like you can't scroll. You can't like browse. There's no browsing options.
Let's see. I mean, well, I also have lucky because I'm on like my cousin's account, so I don't have to see all the ads too. So
I will never in my entire life like be like, oh yeah, I'm going to Netflix because like I'm loyal to them. Like I'm going to see the best content.
I mean, like
what I'm saying, where are you going?
Scroll down like this.
I'm going to HBO. All HBO primetime shows.
All the TV shows are right here.
Are the best. All HBO primetime shows are the best.
So let's talk HBO.
Game of Thrones, Westworld, Entourage.
I haven't seen Westworld.
Come on, what's
True Detective?
Oh my god, True Detective.
Veep is really good.
Silicon Valley. Ballers is entertaining.
Yeah, Ballers is good. Ballers is a good time.
Yeah.
But then we've got Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is a prime show. We've got
Suits.
We've got Man in the High Castle, which is a prime show.
Suits is on Amazon Prime.
That's Prime.
Have you guys seen Suits?
I'm not even on Amazon Prime.
Suits Prime.
Yeah.
Harvey Specter.
Yeah. Great.
Great. Mike Scott. Harvey Specter. That honestly, that first scene of Mike Scott running is that the name? Mike Scott.
Mike Scott.
The young guy is
right.
Him running into the interview and doing and like proving Harvey Specter wrong is just so cool. Such a good
concept. I might have to rewatch that actually. His name is Mike Ross.
Mike Ross.
You were close.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's like go-to is Netflix, but I think people forget how good some of the other platforms are. Like Hulu you might think is like not the best setup, but they have some really good shows on there that that Netflix has taken out. Like How I Met Your Mother is on there. Which I watch some from time to time.
It's Always Sunny's on there.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right? It's Always Sunny.
Love It's Always Sunny. Danny DeVito's my man. Anyways, I want to say something about Prime, which is something that I don't like. I love the show on Prime. I think Man in the High Castle was so good. It was so good. Was so creative. So well shot. It's just amazing. And I loved it. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I watched the first season. I mean, it's like funny. It's not my type of show, but it got raving reviews, so I'll go with that. But when I go into Amazon Prime looking for a TV show or looking for a movie to watch, like it'll give me all the shows that are offered with Prime, and then it'll give me shows that movies or TV shows that aren't. And then they like pop up as like, oh, like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, like you can rent, but you can't watch it with Prime. And I'm like, oh, but I want to watch that, so I might as well just buy it. Like I want like a streaming service. Give me the shows that I can stream. Don't even offer the ones that I have to buy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then right. people are going to buy. I mean, I guess it's good business, but like.
It's smart.
It is smart.
Ugh, yeah. That's actually, I hate, like, buying movies to watch one time for like $5.
Yeah, to rent. So it's the worst.
It's just terrible.
I have to buy. Oh no, I didn't have to buy Star Wars One. I got a free screener from the Wilkes. No one heard that. Absolutely nobody.
Yeah, literally no one heard that.
Leave that out. That one.
Hey, Jimmy, can you cut that out?
Yeah, thank you. Anyways, what else, guys? We got Cillian Murphy from Peaky Blinders. Also a great Netflix show.
I watched the first episode, honestly, couldn't understand a word.
Right.
Tried to rewatch it with the subtitles.
There are so many British. I think British television is incredible.
They have
Broadchurch was so good. I think it's either a show. Oh no, that was on Netflix, but it's BBC, British Broadcasting.
Broadchurch,
Bodyguard. Bodyguard is so good.
Phenomenal. With Rob Stark, actually, for all you Game of Thrones fans, crossover. Rob Stark lead in that.
Wait, really? Is that like the terror? Is that like the?
Yeah, no, he's a bodyguard. In,
such a great terrorist. It's only six episodes too.
Oh, it's so good.
And I think this. I think there's season two coming.
Peaky Blinders is amazing. The British really know what they're doing when it comes to TV.
Yeah.
And that's my.
Richard Madden is the actor, who's Rob Stark, and
he'd be a good James Bond.
Brian, there's a picture of him.
What?
You don't remember him as Rob Stark?
I mean, I do. I just, he doesn't look the same.
I know. Well, he's grown up.
I think he'd be a good James Bond.
Weird.
Yeah.
British. When was the first season of Game of Thrones? Like, long time ago.
10 years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. Like
forever.
Yeah.
I think that Cillian Murphy is a good pick for James Bond, though. I don't see how.
Is it a for sure pick?
It's rumored. Honestly, I was excited to have Idris Elba. I love Idris Elba. I think he's
the most good-looking man in the world.
And he's a great DJ, for anyone who doesn't know. Idris Elba is a DJ, and he plays at festivals. And his daughter gives the Oscars to people. It's like
Wait, who is this guy?
Idris Elba.
Well, every year it's someone different.
No, she's been doing it for the past couple of years.
Really?
Yeah. Not like presenting, but like she's the girl in the back, like –
I know because The Rock's daughter did it once. And it was like she got like selected for 1 year. I just album.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think he's British, but he is.
Yeah, I know he's British. And I think he's such a good actor, and I think he'd be so sick as James Bond.
What is he in?
There ever been a African American James Bond?
I've seen him in a lot of things. I'm just
that'd be cool, cultural.
The Office. Speaking. Oh, Avengers, yeah, of course.
He's in The Office. I forgot about that.
Oh my god, new Endgame trailer came out.
What?
Not really a Marvel guy, but
Good. The new Endgame trailer came out. It looks really cool. Tony Stark's in space. Let's see how he got there.
That came out a while ago.
No, it came out yesterday.
I just love how they churn out movies.
I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool. I'm a big DC TV show guy and Marvel movie guy. Like, I love
The Arrow. You should watch The Arrow.
Yeah, no, exactly. The Arrow's great. The Flash is great.
So bad. The Flash is terrible. Yeah. The Flash is not good. Come on.
Really?
Dude, like, you know good TV, and that's not, good.
The Flash is a guilty pleasure. All these DC comic shows are guilty pleasure. Supergirl, the acting guilty is
so
pleasure.
Bad in Flash.
No, dude.
The acting is terrible. Arrow is a little bit better. But
Arrow's
it's still
just
bad.
As bad, but no, it's just as good at the same time.
You're telling me you've watched every single season of The Arrow?
That's on streaming services, and I've watched all of them up to date for The Flash. I love The Flash.
Okay, tell me what's going on.
Zach, you're better than this. You're better than this.
I don't believe
for The Flash.
For The Flash? Dude, The Flash is so good.
I hate the joint episodes when they do Flash and Arrow. It's always the worst.
Oh my god, are you serious? Crisis on Earth X.
That must be Zach's like best day ever.
Guys, Crisis on Earth X, part 1, 2, 3, and 4 I've watched.
It's when
Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and the DC Legends of Tomorrow all come together.
No way.
How do they relate to the DC superheroes, or do they not?
I mean, they don't really. I mean, like, they're still the Flash in the DC movies, but they're just different actors. Grant Gustin's
but
awesome.
But Arrow is a thing in the DC movies.
Yeah, yes. Arrow.
You know, it's the last season.
Arrow?
Yeah, they're ending it. They just
Stephen Amell would be such a sick James Bond if he was British, but he's not.
Stephen Amell, yeah.
He's the guy who plays Arrow.
Yeah.
Richard Madden would be really good.
Richard Madden.
Now that you bring that up.
Oh, yeah. The guy from Bodyguard.
Yeah.
He'd be really good.
Let's call those guys over at James Bond.
Get him. Yeah, 007. 007.
Headquarters. Wait, what's the MI6? Is that the place where he works?
Yeah. But Brian, I was watching, scrolling through my YouTube the other day, just like how I do it. And I saw a video, for any Broadway fans, I saw a video of Sincerely Me from Dear Evan Hansen. You know that song?
Yeah.
Like when they're writing the letters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Grant Gustin, the Flash, is singing for Connor Murphy's part.
Interesting.
Did you ever watch the Flash?
I watched the Arrow crossover
Flash
TV great. Shows, but...
You should watch the Flash. Flash is better.
Flash is pretty stupid. I think the Arrow flashbacks were good until they got bad.
Wait, like, is Arrow the show where like he's stranded on an island for five years.
He comes back to like life, to like real life.
Isn't he extremely wealthy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I've seen like
episodes. And that's good, but the Flash is just awful.
I love the Flash. I think it's great.
I saw 30 seconds of it and I didn't like it.
Yeah. No, it's not.
And that was enough for me.
Even the joint episode.
And I've seen some bad, and I've watched bad TV shows with bad acting. Like Psych, a really good show, but acting's not very good. But it's so entertaining to me.
All right, if you guys have your favorite comedy of all time, what are we doing?
Comedy, movie, or TV?
TV.
What's a TV pod?
Huh?
It's a TV pod. A TV podcast. I'd say The Office or Friends.
Okay, you're going pretty basic.
Friends isn't funny.
Yes, it is. Basic. I mean,
you can't get fun. There's no show funnier than The Office. I don't care what anyone says. Zach's gonna come out with some outlandish TV show that no one's ever heard of.
No, not at all.
Okay,
it's Always Sunny. It's probably one of my.
That is very funny.
It's my favorite. It's probably like my favorite comedy of all time.
I haven't watched that yet. I've watched a lot of TV.
My god, you haven't.
I tried getting into it.
Yeah, no, it's
so many episodes.
It takes like one season to like get their humor, and then once you do. It's like the funniest thing in the entire world. I sit at home in my bed cracking up.
What about Orange is the New Black?
I never.
What about Scandal?
That is my guilty.
I'm done with network TV show. I'm done with network TV shows like
Me and my Scandal, mom love Scandal.
And I
watch it all the time.
Scandal and all the NBC TV shows like
TV will never die.
Yes, it will. Dude.
No, it won't.
Every CBS network.
Have this
TV
conversation
show is
with
terrible.
My dad. He will go to his grave arguing this.
What is this?
TV will never die. You will always have a TV in your house, and there will always be a cable box.
What
you
is
will
this,
always have it.
What is this God friended me?
Looks so bad.
It looks so bad.
I've heard the name. I haven't.
Like what? Is
God
this?
Friends you on
His
Facebook,
concept?
And all of a sudden you're just like the guy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's God friends
him on Facebook.
Oh, there's terrible TV on network.
The fact that NCIS is still
but
running
terrible
episodes.
Oh, NCIS with LL Cool J is still running? Like, come on.
NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans, SCIS Chicago.
Hey, people watch. That's all that matters.
What about all these Chicago TV shows?
Chicago Fire.
Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago... Like, what else is there? What else is going on in Chicago?
People just don't... Like, that's what they do. They just watch TV.
I don't like it. And I think that when...
I don't like it either. I don't watch any of it.
Here's the thing, Brian. Because I'm going to prove your dad wrong right now.
No,
because I know that... When I maybe
you don't know anything, but go ahead.
I'm just saying from my personal experience. Maybe when your father, like maybe when other people go to like college or like, I know that whenever I go to college or whenever I get my first living space, I'm not getting a TV.
I'm getting a Roku.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a Roku.
I understand, but
or who
I think a lot of people in that generation in our generation are going to be like that.
Sling.
I'm not saying.
Slingbox.
That.
Because Roku delivers news too. Like,
I'm not saying that.
And like, you know what? I don't even want to watch politics.
That TV won't. Like, that TV won't take a hit. It will. It is. But it will never not be a thing. It'll always be in existence and people will always have it in their house. Long term, you're telling me you're not having a cable box in your house? You don't want network television. You don't want the likes of CNN. And to watch sports and all the major like streaming isn't good enough for me. Like it's behind, it's laggy. Like network television is just like
Like watch ESPN.
Yeah, watch ESPN.
3 minutes behind.
It's 3 minutes behind.
So whenever like I'm watching a game, my friend's like watching on his TV. Exactly. And he's like texting me what's going on. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, I'm behind. Like, please don't say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and then I get the alerts, and I'm like, okay, why have I been watching 20 minutes of this?
Yeah. It's just
that's got to change. Because it hasn't already.
But I mean, if it evolves, maybe we'll see. I'm just saying, under the current circumstances, I don't see television going anywhere.
All right, so I think that's probably about time to wrap up the pod. Let's talk next week. Next pod, we are going to have major guests, so strap in. Won't be saying any names right now,
but we don't want to reveal anything.
But they are booked, and it's going to be crazy. Yeah. And we're going to talk film, and we're going to dissect a lot of these movies. Should be a long one. Should be a good one. Should be an interesting one.
Mm.
That's all from us.
See ya.
Signing off.
Ciao.